Hi, this is Colleen Benelli, and I'm here today to help you discover your unique gifts as a ceremony officiant. So I'm going to guide you through a Reiki invocation to activate the Reiki within you, and then I'll guide you to a beautiful place where you can sit and be in silence so you can listen to your heart speak. Then I'm going to invite you to write down 10 words that best describe the gifts you provide when you are the celebrant in a ceremony. And this is going to be done through automatic writing. So you'll want to have a pen and a paper. If you don't have one, you can also just retain the information. But automatic writing means that when we move into that time of silence, then you'll just put your pen to paper and write down 10 words without evaluating what you write. You can look at that later. And perhaps you'll have more than 10 words or fewer than 10 words, but simply allow your words to flow through you from your heart to the paper, and they'll reveal themselves. So go ahead and get comfortable and just relax for a moment. Close your eyes. If you're able, if you're not, that's okay. You can still listen. Close your eyes and take some deep breaths. Perhaps place your hands on your body, giving yourself Reiki during the entire invocation and automatic writing exercise. There's a beautiful ball of light in the space all around you, and there are archangels who are standing at the corners of the land and on every side, and they're shining their light into the light. The light from the heart of the earth is rising up through you and all around you, and the light from the heart of God is shining directly into your light. And every time you breathe in the light. The light travels in on your breath and flows in like rivers of light. And the light within you wakes up. And you begin to remember that this light is your spirit, your life force. And your spirit is brilliant and whole, right here inside of you. Sometimes it can seem as if your spirit is hidden from your own view. There can seem to be layers that cover it, and the layers are caused by the events in your life, the physical and emotional injuries that you have sustained, and the ways and the worries of the world. As you breathe in, the light surrounding you travels in on your breath, and the light within you wakes up and reveals the radiance and beauty within you. As you exhale, the layers, those ways and worries of the world, travel out on your breath and into the light surrounding you. The light surrounding you is the power of love. And each of your worries, injuries, or the ways and the worries of the world, your personal concerns, flow into the light that is surrounding you, where all the power of love listens to each of your worries and heals them in the place of love, where higher thought, solutions and resources reside. The burdens are released from you, and the power of love within you is revealed. And as the burdens of the ways and the worries of the world are released from you, you can see the power of love within you. And you breathe in the light and the power of love, and the power of love within you wakes up. you can see it again. And as you breathe in the power of the divine mind, and the divine mind within you wakes up. Your higher thought and higher consciousness awakens and is revealed within you. As you exhale, the old stories, negative and circling thought, travels out on your breath and into the light surrounding you. Everything you let go of is listened to and heard in the place of higher thought and divine solutions. As the light flows in on your breath, your higher consciousness and higher thought wakes up and opens the field of all possibilities. Your innovation and inventiveness wake up. Your creativity is awake and present. Your inspiration and inner guidance, your intuition and imagination are all awake and available to you. Your mind is aligned with the divine mind. New ideas, fresh solutions, all your resources and creativity are available for you in your daily life for you to manifest your innovations and creativity in your life. And as you breathe in the light of the divine heart, and the divine heart within you wakes up. And your heart light shines. This is your spirit, and it shines now out in front of you and behind you. It shines on each side, above you and below you. This is your spirit, your divine presence. And as you see your own divine presence, you can see it in everything else around you. And the extraordinary presence of life awakens in your vision. And as you exhale, the ways and the worries of the world that try to hide your heart light from your own view, tries to hide your own spirit, travels out on your breath and into the light in the space around you. Each one is listened to and heard. And the burdens are released from you and flow into the place of love, higher consciousness, and pure heart. And as you breathe in the divine heart within you wakes up and is revealed. And your heart light shines into the earth. And the light of the earth rises up through you. And when you look into the light from the heart of the earth, you can see that it's the same light as your own. And you remember now that your body is made of the earth to house your beautiful spirit, to give you life and breath. And the brilliant colors of the creation of earth flows through your body. Red and orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet flows through every cell of your body and restores your vitality and the magnificence of creation. And you remember now that you are the magnificence of creation. And when you listen, you can hear the heartbeat of the earth. And you can hear that it beats in the same rhythm as your own heartbeat. And your body and mind align with the rhythms and the cycles of the earth, and a new sense of belonging occurs within you. And the earth is stable underneath you. And the light of your heart travels out into the heavens, and you send an invitation to the great being of the universe to shine on you and to be your friend. And a brilliant light from the heart of God shines into your heart, and you can see that it's the same light as the light in your heart. in the same light as the heart of the earth. You can see that it's the same light as the light of Reiki, and the same light in the heart of the archangels that are standing all around you. And you remember now, your spirit is made of this light. When you listen, you can hear the heartbeat of God and hear that it beats in the same rhythm as your own heart. And your body and mind and spirit align with the rhythms of, and the cycles of creation and the heartbeat of the earth and the cycles of the earth. And your spirit ignites and fills your inner vision and awareness. Your spirit, your pure light, pure love, your divine consciousness, and pure heart are revealed to you. And you remember now that in truth, your divine presence is right here in your body, on the earth, in this moment in time, living your life as you. And you are a beautiful being of the light, living here in this moment in time. Look into your heart now and say thank you to you. Take this time to acknowledge you and how deeply you care. Say thank you to you for all the gifts you bring to your life and how you walk in the world. Take this time to notice you, acknowledge you, and appreciate you. Now look into your heart and say thank you to all the divine assistance that surrounds you and guides you by all the names that it's called and the diversity of beliefs. You have divine assistance that assists you in your daily life, and you take this moment to say thank you. Now you notice that there is a beautiful bridge of light in front of you. It's a warm and beautiful day, and the light from the heavens is shining on everything. And there are beautiful beings of the light on the bridge, and they're calling you and inviting you to cross over to the other side. So you step onto the bridge, and immediately you can hear the songs of angels flowing around you. And the power of their songs release more of the ways and the worries of the world from you. They simply dissolve into the power of the sound of their voices. And you let go of even more of the ways and the worries of the world. And the light inside of you becomes more visible and is revealed to you as you cross over the bridge. And as you're crossing over the bridge, you look over the side and you can see the river of life flowing under the bridge. It's flowing down from sacred mountains off in the distance. And the light of God is shining on the waters, reflecting all around you and within you in prisms of color and light, sparkling beauty and shimmering light flow into your eyes and through your breath and all the way to your soul and your beautiful spirit and the colors and vitality and the beauty within you is revealed to you. The sparkling light flows directly into your eyes and into your heart and reveals the sparkling light within you. You find yourself on the other side of the bridge in the most extraordinary place. All there is love here. Divine light shines through everything and through you. And even more of your beautiful spirit is revealed. You see a path ahead of you, and you decide to follow the path. And as you walk along, you can hear the sounds of life, the songs of the birds, the gentleness of the breeze, and you can smell the sweet fragrance of the flowers. And the path ahead of you leads to a big, beautiful tree. Roots extend all the way around it, flowing deeply into the earth, and the roots of the tree are receiving from the light of the earth. And the branches reach out to the heavens and circle all the way down to where they touch the earth. And you can see all the life here in the tree. And you're drawn to the tree, and you find that there's a perfect place for you to sit and relax. And you realize this is the place that you are being guided to for the answers to your questions. So you sit and you lean against the tree. It's very soft and warm. Great golden beams of light shine through the branches, fill the tree and all around you with amazing grace. You sit for a while and listen to the sounds of life filling the tree. And you begin to think about your own life and some of the questions that you have. And you remember that you came here today to think about what your gifts are when you're officiating a ceremony. How is it that your gifts meet the needs of the people the ceremony is shared with? And if you haven't officiated ceremonies before, but it's something you think you would like to do, what would you imagine your gifts to be? Imagine yourself sharing these beautiful ceremonies with a variety of people. And how is it that you provide for them your own unique gifts? And what do those gifts bring for you? So as you listen to these ideas, take a moment to let your heart speak. Place your hands on the pen and on the paper. Listen to your heart. And let your hand flow as you write down your answers. And we'll take about 5 minutes. So you'll have plenty of time. What are your unique gifts when you are the officiant in a ceremony? You take a moment now and begin bringing your attention back to where you are, here in this beautiful tree of life. And you begin to feel the enthusiasm now as you think about the gifts that were revealed to you, that you offer when you officiate a ceremony, when you are the celebrant. And you decide that you'd like to take that information with you. And so you take the path following the way back to the Bridge of Light. And when you come to the bridge, you look at the sparkling light and the water flowing underneath the bridge. And you breathe the droplets and the prisms of color and life and the very beautiful fresh air and the light all around you. And then you cross over the bridge and you feel as if you step right back into your body in the room, right where you are now. And you feel yourself merging and all of the information that you discovered while you were sitting under the Tree of Life comes back into your body. And you breathe the breath of the earth. And all the information becomes grounded within you, simply becomes an inner knowing, aligned with divine guidance. And new ideas begin to awaken about how to use this information. And you realize that you can use this to write about you when you are explaining to people who you are and why they would ask you to officiate one of their ceremonies. Here's what is really inside your heart about what you offer to them. So when you write about your services, perhaps you'll put it on your website or Facebook page, or perhaps this is all just for friends and family and your own inner knowingness about why you are offering the gifts you offer. So the light of gratitude fills your heart and your mind and opens to new possibilities. And you take this time to say thank you to the light of Reiki and all the divine assistance that has been here to guide you and is here to guide you today. And now you feel ready to come back into the room and open your eyes. You can take as long as you like. And then allow the ideas to flow naturally from you. And we welcome the grace of gratitude, the glory of the light, and the power of grace into your life. Amen. Aum Tathagatasam. Namaste. You are welcome to travel over the Bridge of Light to the Tree of Life anytime and take your questions there to receive your answers. Automatic writing is a great way to find what your heart has to say. And you can take a shorter time than this often. I'll just sit with automatic writing and grab a pencil and start writing. Just let it come out. But it's often nice to just go ahead and take the time to move into stillness. The information you wrote down about your unique gifts as a ceremony officiant are now available for you to use, so you can communicate those gifts to those who may ask you to officiate a ceremony for them. You can use those words in your marketing and your writing, and even just for your own self to know this about yourself. It's a way to let people know about what it is that you offer. Again, my name is Colleen Benelli, and you can reach me at ReikiLifestyle.com or Colleen@ReikiLifestyle.com is my email address. And I have many articles on my website for you to look through about ceremonies, different ones that you can officiate. I'm creating an online course in how to officiate ceremonies, and that will become available to you in 2018, along with my daughter Robin. We're putting that together. And then the other opportunity for you to join in Reiki community is our Reiki Chat podcast. And so that's a place where we gather once a month in a teleconference call, and it's live, like a live Reiki circle. And people join the call live, and I also record it so I can send you the recording afterwards in a follow-up email if you sign up for my Reiki Chat email information. It'll send an email in advance for you to send in any questions that you have that you'd like me to answer on the call. And it'll also send you a follow-up email with links to everything we talked about in the call. So it's nice to have the actual email information coming in. And then we have regular podcasts too, just about different subjects about Reiki. And so you can join us there. It's all archived on my website, ReikiLifestyle.com. The recordings are there, and you can go back and listen to the past recordings. They're all still relevant. And you can also find me on iTunes or Apple Podcast is what it's called now. I also have a YouTube channel, and one of my ceremonies, the gratitude ceremony, done with Pam and Don McMahon at the Sedona Reiki Retreat, is on the YouTube channel. And also information about how to officiate ceremonies. Robin, my daughter Robin, and I did a presentation at the Sedona Reiki Retreat last year in 2017. And that whole presentation was filmed and is on our YouTube channel. I also have an article on Learn How to Officiate Ceremonies with Reiki in the Reiki News magazine on the September 2017 issue. Well, thank you all for joining me. I would love to be in touch. Feel free to send me any questions or anything else that you'd like me to know about. Again, my email is Colleen@ReikiLifestyle.com. Many blessings to all of you.